Production. Recorded live.
Welcome. My name is Brenda Lanoff and creator of the Brenda's Mindful Healing Show. And I'm actually broadcasting today from Scottsdale, Arizona. So I'm very grateful to be here at the moment. I'm an intuitive counselor, energy healer, and speaker. I work with many individuals, and they can have some challenging health issues and help in breaking through some financial blocks worldwide on Skype and phone. So really, anybody who has access to a computer or phone, they can really benefit from this work. And I'll get into more information at the end of the show, end of the hour. Now, today I'm going to be doing some spot reading for those that call in. So anyone that has some pain, welcome to call into the show. We'll try to get to everybody that we can. And even if it's a few within the show, that's okay, because what can happen is that somebody calls in and they say, well, I have a particular pain over at this part in my body. Sometimes people within that call can have similar issues. And so it has occurred that perhaps their pain may subside or their emotions may release. So something to keep an eye on. Now, I just want to talk about energies and trapped emotions. I work a lot with the modality called Emotion Code and Body Code. It's taught by Dr. Bradley Nelson. In fact, Dr. Bradley Nelson is a holistic chiropractor who teaches that health lies in six different keys within the body's pathways, their energy circuit systems, toxicity, pathogens, misalignment, nutrition, and lifestyle. So there's so many areas that we can look at, and we'll see where we go here tonight. But it's interesting because these trapped emotions, they can occur at any age, and they can even be inherited. It's crazy. And, you know, they can cause so much problem, as inflammation, as in pain, congestion, depression, anxiety. Dr. Nelson describes it like a ball of energy, typically about the size of an orange or a cantaloupe. And what it does, it distorts the normal energy field, and it causes imbalance in the body. And our body is like a lie detector. It innately knows the difference between truth and falsehood. So it's said that we consciously only use about 10% of our entire brain and, you know, approximately 90% on the subconscious level. On the subconscious level, it archives and remembers everything that we do, you know, good and bad. Now, when this energy enters into the governing meridian, it instantly flows into all other meridians in the body. I'm going to be working today with the magnets, one way of releasing that energy. And the magnet acts as a magnifying glass for our thoughts and intentions. So trapped emotions are normally under the surface of the skin, and they're invulnerable to magnetic releasing. But when I go through and test by muscle testing, and you can, everybody can learn how to do this, and I love to teach it within my sessions, we can actually identify what it is, then that emotion has come to the surface in the body, it's vulnerable to being released. So if you haven't grabbed a glass of water, you have the opportunity to do that, I suggest you do. And if not, then that's okay. Typically within the session, I do ask people to grab some water because we're going to be releasing energies. I've worked with many different modalities over the years, and I assist worldwide known cancer coach Bill Henderson as his clients in helping them through their traumas, through their limiting beliefs, blocks, and emotions that contribute to cancer. And again, this is all done over the phone. So we're going to begin the process, and these spot readings is just a great way for people to just get in touch and you know, we have so much power that we're just starting to recognize that we can tap into. So it's fantastic that we can do this work, and everybody has the capability of doing it. I love the intuitive work, and I love teaching it. So I know we do have a few people on the call, and the first one up here, I believe, is Suze. Is that correct, Suze?
Yes, yes.
Okay. So, okay, Suze, so I'm going to have you explain to me, and we'll see where we go with this today. So you have some physical discomfort, and where is your physical discomfort?
It's, I believe, in my colon on the left side, coming up the left side of my colon. And it's right about at my hip level.
Sorry, it's at what level?
I'm right about where my hip bone is.
Oh, at the hip bone area.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's in that side. Okay, so it's on the left side, hip bone. Okay, and what does that pain feel like? If you could describe it, what would it feel like?
It feels like a twisting in the of my colon, basically, and it's relatively painful. It's not as bad as it was yesterday, or last evening, I should say. So it's calmed down quite a bit today.
Okay, so from 0 to 10, what would be the intensity of it right now?
It's about a 4.
About a 4.
Yeah.
Okay, so again, there's many different levels that, you know, we can work on. And so we're just going to get in touch here and just get the connection, you know, working with Suze and getting the go-ahead from a higher self, from God. And I'm just asking the body, just checking in with Suze. So as to this pain that's on the left side of the colon, I would be asking, what's contributing to that? What's the major factor that's contributing to this pain on the left side of the colon? So I'm just checking in.
Well, I've been doing some healing work on myself, getting colonics and things.
Okay.
And something got stuck there yesterday.
Oh, okay. So Suze also is a practitioner, and because Suze does muscle test, we're actually going to be working together. And many times, the clients that I work with, I teach them to do that. So what's very cool about it is that I come up with something, and then they check, and then, you know, you get this sort of verification. So let's have you check, Suze. You've got your yes and your no answer, do you?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Okay, so we're going to be checking in as to the pain again on the colon on the left side, and we're going to be asking, is this related to the? I'm not getting that it's related to the colonic Suze.
Okay. Well.
No.
No, I'm not either.
Oh, okay. So let's just see. Is it as? Okay. So just as to. Okay, this is what's, is it as to a memory of being pierced? Is it a memory of being pierced?
Yeah, yes.
Okay, so it's actually a memory of being pierced. Well, I want to find out, when was this memory of being pierced that is somehow related to this pain on the colon on the left side? So can I get your age, Suze, for muscle 60, testing?
68.
Pardon me? 68. Okay. So I'm just checking in. So was this some trauma that occurred at 32 years of age? At 32?
No. No, I'm not getting a no.
At 31? 31 years of age?
No.
Within the 30s? Anything within the 30s?
No, not in the 30s.
Okay. I'm getting something else to the 30s.
In the 20s. In the 20s, I got a yes.
Okay. You're getting a 20 in your 20s.
Yeah. 27 is what I got.
Okay. Well, interesting. Okay, so I'm still getting about 32, but let's go there at 27, and let's ask this question. So this memory or this trauma that you're picking up at 27, is this directly related to the memory of being pierced?
I got a yes on that.
Okay. Does anything come to your mind that was happening for you at age 27?
Yeah, it was a very traumatic time in my life.
Okay. And now, you don't have to tell the whole world here, but if you can visualize that, and then I want you to check in with yourself and just check, is that what it is?
You're getting
a yes on that. Okay. Well, let's go ahead together. And if everybody wants to do this with me, what we do, if you haven't experienced anything with working with emotion code or body code, one way of releasing is to take your fingertips, or if you happen to have a magnet by your side, in between your eyebrow area, and you're going to take the magnet or your fingertips, because they also have that energy, and roll it up over the meridian, up over the forehead, up over the top of the crown of the head to the base of the neck. Then you take it around the front again, in between the eyebrows, up over top of the forehead, up over top of the crown of the head to the base of the neck. We just do this several times. And what I found that when we do it together, it is just creates that much more energy. And, you know, we're working as a group, which is, I love to do that. So let's just go ahead. And if everybody wants to work with me, in between the eyebrow area, and releasing all of the memory of being pierced at all the trauma being pierced at 27 years of age. How within that colon region on the left side by the hip bone. So we're rolling this several times. And then stop. Okay. And if you hear it, happen to hear a little bit of a breath with me, that's actually energy releasing, and that's just what I happen to do. Besides my eyes running and sometimes my nose running, just all energy moving. So, Suze, I'm going to have you check in. So has that trauma now been cleared from age 27 held within the colon region?
Not yet.
Okay. So we'll continue working?
Yeah, it's down to a 3 from a 4.
Okay. But has that memory been released?
No.
So, is there some resistance of letting go of that memory? Is there some resistance there?
Yes.
Okay. Now, the resistance, I want to find out, is there a belief system that you do not deserve to let go of the trauma? Is there some limiting belief related to the resistance, contributing to the resistance? Yes.
That's a yes. Yeah.
Okay, so there's something there that we need to check in on. So she's really resisting about letting this go. Is this a limiting belief that I'm unlovable?
No, I don't get that.
Is it to do with having to do with love?
Yes.
Okay. Of worthy of love.
No.
Having to do with worthy, but of love.
No. I got a no.
Okay. Oh, you're getting a no on that.
Yeah.
Okay. Do we need to know? Okay, let's ask it this way. Do we need to know any further information about the limiting beliefs that are creating resistance to releasing this trauma?
No.
Okay. So it's just like, no, we don't need to. So let's go ahead and release all the unidentified limiting beliefs that are contributing to the resistance of letting go of this trauma this power within the colon.
Okay. Ooh.
Okay. How is that, Suze?
Out of 3, 2, so down to about a 1. That's
pretty
good.
It's gone down. Okay, so we're talking about a pain that was at number 4, and it's now going down to about a number 1?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, very cool. Okay, so let's check in. Is there anything further that we need to look at in regards to this? Is this an emotional resonance that is lingering as to this pain number 1 within the colon region? Is this an emotional yeah. Okay, so this is like Dr. Nelson describes it as when you tap on a bell, this ringing of a bell, there's just this vibration and energy that's still sort of vibrating. So let's just check in, you know, what is this energy emotional resonance? I'm just asking here, is this the emotional resonance of shock?
No, but you're in the right block, I think. So what's shame?
Shame.
Yeah.
Okay. Is your body ready to let go of the shame?
No.
Pardon? No?
No.
Okay. Well, okay. So just take a deep breath here and a sip of water, Suze.
Okay. I get it here.
So I want to check in with this shame, which is, you know, one of the lower vibrational, that you know, energies that we can have. Everybody has their share of shame. So as this shame, is there anything further that we need to know about as to the shame, Suze?
I'm getting a no.
Okay, can we just go ahead and clear that?
Sure, yes.
Okay, let's go ahead. And I like to mention, too, that when I do the work, I might do it silently or out loud, I really ask for a lot of assistance. I love working with angels and guides, and, you know, they're all helpers to God, so we're just clearing out all that emotional resonance of shame, this lingering, vibrating within that colon region. Just allowing it to release. Okay. Okay, how you doing, Suze?
I'm doing okay. Is it still a 1? No. Is it nothing? No. So it's less than 1. 9.
Okay.
0.9, 0.8, 0.7, 0.2. It's about 0.5.
This is the scientist. Who's the scientist? 0.1. I love that. 0.15. Okay.
No, it's 0.1.
0.1. Okay.
0.1.
Yeah. Oh, 0.1. Yeah. Okay, that's fun. Okay, well, great. That was great. It was great to do that with you and show how when we work together, you know, it just working as a team. That's how I love to do it. And it's not necessary, but it definitely is makes it interesting. And everybody sort of can follow around. So when I do a Skype session, I actually open up a file and you can watch me work. And it's like you're almost like learning yourself. And then you can, you know, if obviously that's something that you want to look at, you can purchase it through Healer's Library. But, yeah, it's just a great way of identifying and what's going on. And it takes a lot of practice and it takes intuition, but it can be done. So thanks, Suze. And I believe I have another caller on the line. Is that Michelle?
Yep, I made it.
Hi, Michelle.
Hi. How are you?
Good, thanks. So great. So tell me what's going on for you that you'd like to look at.
See, I'm still working on pain in my back, sacrum, particularly. Various other little ligaments and joints related to that car accident I had.
Now, what is a car accident? Give us some background information here again. So you had a car accident. When was it?
5 years ago.
5 years ago. I'm going to ask you, Michelle, what was going on for you at that time, like, in your life, that 5 years ago?
Oh, 5 years ago, I would have been working full-time. I would have had a husband and a 17-year-old at home,
mm-hmm.
18-year-old at home, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And
lots going on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So this pain in the back, you're saying it's in the sacrum region?
Mm-hmm.
And what number would you give it?
Eight.
And is it consistently a number eight?
No, it will get better and worse throughout the day depending on how much I'm working it.
How much you're physically like trying to move it and stretch it out?
Yeah, if I have a challenging day where I have lots of movement to do, it will flare up definitely.
Okay. Now, do you want a muscle test with me or no, or what would you like to do?
I have a pendulum with me here.
Oh, okay, cool. So I just want to mention the pendulum. I love working with the pendulum, and it's a way of dowsing. Michelle is going to work with the pendulum to give a yes and to give a no answer. So it's another form of testing. And so again, the dowsing is or working with the pendulum is a really great addition. Well, a lot of people just say, you know what, all I'm going to do is work with the pendulum. I don't want to do this muscle testing. They don't feel comfortable with it for whatever reason. So it's just whatever you're comfortable working with. I love working with. I work with it every day. And it's something, you know, pendulum you can pick up at any time. You can even make them. I do have some information if you want to email me. I'll get that information at the end of the show. And I can just give you an e-book and show you different ways as to working with a pendulum and various ways as to muscle testing. But, yeah, it's a great way to do it. Okay, so, Michelle, you have your pendulum. I have my pendulum, my magnet. And we're going to be checking, and I just want to be asking, so as to that sacrum number eight, what is going on? So just getting that connection and going ahead and working with Michelle and getting the go-ahead again here with calling in all her, you know, her angels and assistance to, you know, to God, and getting the, just again, the go ahead. It's like, yes. Okay. So, Michelle, let's just see what, and ask that question. And, you know, again, for anybody who may have a lower back pain, I don't know. Again, sometimes when you work on one person, I have found that it can be some similar issue for somebody else. So just keep track of that. So as to this pain, where do I need to go on asking, you know, is this something, is it as to, okay, so I've been guided to go to energies, and that's within the body code system. And something to do with energies, okay. And is this post-traumatic? I'm getting no, but is this, okay, so Michelle, can I have you check in on this?
Okay.
Okay. Is this some type of an offensive energy? Is this an offensive energy that's contributing to this pain in the sacrum?
I'm getting a yes.
Okay, so, okay, is this some type of, is this some type of a curse? Is this a curse? that's contributing to this sense of energy.
Getting counterclockwise.
No, okay. Let me just backtrack on that sense of... No. Is this some type of... Okay, cording. Is this a cording? Is there a cording that's, if you can think like of it as in a biblical cord, is this some type of a cording that from your sacrum region? Is there a cording?
No, counterclockwise.
Counterclockwise. But it's an offensive energy. It doesn't want us to find it too easy. Is this a saboteur energy? A saboteur energy. And what are you getting? Some saboteur energy.
No. It took a lot, but it's going into no.
No, okay. Yeah, it's just really being stubborn. But we know it's offensive energy. Is this some post-hypnotic suggestion?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. It is. Okay, so the way this is described is an energy of a negative statement in the subconscious mind. So that can result in so many things, as in depression, suicidal tendencies, or an aversion. So I just want to check, what exactly is this hypnotic suggestion that, so is this hypnotic suggestion of post-hypnotic suggestion of do not deserve? Is this a... post-hypnotic suggestion of do not deserve.
Nope.
Okay. Something about deserving. Is it something to do with deserving? Something as to deserving?
I'm getting a no.
You're getting a no on that.
Correct.
Okay, so let me just check in here as to what, and just get that right wording. Is this as to post-it abandonment? Is this having to do with abandonment? Energy of abandonment?
Not sure. It keeps going.
It goes, okay.
Yeah, back and forth.
Back and forth.
Like it goes back and forth between two three different movements.
Okay. As to betrayal. Betrayal?
No. Let's go back to abandonment. It was...
Okay, so starting to move on abandonment?
Well, it wasn't moving. Yes, it was just not sure, and then it would go between maybe and no.
Okay.
So let's maybe change the wording around abandonment.
Okay. And what I'm getting is deserving and abandonment, something to do as to abandonment. Is this memory of abandonment? Is there some memory of being abandoned?
Yes.
Okay, so memory of being abandoned. Okay. Now, this memory of being abandoned, okay, is this a preconception memory before you were conceived?
Yes.
Okay, so, okay. Is this related to being abandoned in the womb? Abandoned in the womb.
Yes.
Yeah, and you know, it's interesting because Michelle's a doula. So I just felt very drawn to, you know, this relationship between as a doula and then, and how there's such a correlation between the womb and within that area. So memory of being abandoned. Okay. So let's just check in. So this memory of being abandoned, so you actually had this before you were conceived. So let's ask your body, are you ready to let go of, is the soul ready to let go of this memory of abandonment? You may or may not. Let's check in, is the soul ready to let go of this memory of abandonment?
No.
No, that's what I'm getting. Just no, I don't want to let go of it. It's not how that's serving you. So it's like, no. Mm-hmm. No, somehow it's serving you. And is it serving you? Is it like I don't deserve to let go of this abandonment? Is it I do not deserve to let go of the abandonment?
Not much movement, but if it does move, it's moving, no.
Okay. Okay.
So it's a little unsure.
Sorry?
It seems to be a little unsure.
It's a little unsure. Okay, let's just ask this question. Do we need to know any further information about this right now? Do we need to know any further information?
No.
No, we can, it's just your higher self just saying, no, we can just let it go. Okay, so if you happen to have a magnet or your fingertips, we can do this together and with everybody here, if you could help. And just work with in prayer. And so let's work at in between the eyebrow area. Take your magnet or fingertips, and we're going to roll up over top of the crown of the head, the base of the neck, and bring around to the front again and do the same thing. So we're going to be releasing all of that post-hypnotic of do not deserve, you know, related to this memory of being abandoned in the womb. Do not deserve, releasing this post-hypnotic suggestion, do not deserve the memory of being abandoned in the womb, preconception memory of being abandoned in the womb. Okay.
Okay.
Oof. Okay, let's check in with your pendulum. We both have our pendulum. What are you getting? Has it been released?
No.
No.
So this is not like a very definite no. No.
It's like, no, leave me alone. Okay, so this, okay. So let's check in. Will this energy be willing to release like in 3 days? Will it be willing to let go and release in 3 days? And what are you getting?
Nothing. Stuck still.
It's just like, it's being stubborn.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So I think that's where we're just going to have to, you know, do a little bit more work on it. But it's a good, you know, it's a good starting point.
It's good to know. It's good to it's good to put a name to a feeling.
Yes.
You know, because then you can say, yes, that makes sense now.
Yeah, exactly. But let's ask this question: is there another trapped emotion in the womb that's contributing to this pain in the sacrum area? So is there any trapped emotion in the womb that's contributing to this pain in the sacrum area.
No.
No. Is there anything further that we can do with this, you know, work with this today? Is there anything further that we can do?
No.
Yeah. It's just like, that's it. And that's what happens, you know. It's just like, no, I'm not going to go anymore, and I can't do any more releasing, and that's as far as you're going to get with me. So, and that's fine, you know, because what we can do, Michelle, yeah, just we can, it gives us a starting point and then really dig in and
it
really work
me,
on
it.
It
gives me a good reference, because I work a lot with affirmations. It gives me a good reference on what kind of affirmations to do. To start with, and maybe in, you know, a month, a week, a year, whatever, it will be ready to release. But
yeah,
it's a good place to start to pinpoint some affirmations that might help out.
Well, and we can continue on ourselves between the two of us in a private session and just really, really get in. There's a lot of layers that we can look at. Even in addition to what I'll be working with today, there's so many layers, and
mm-hmm.
I don't have to know it all. I just have to ask, where do I go?
Yeah,
and so
exactly.
That's great. Yeah, that's great. So I would suggest let's do that. I mean, my gosh, if you've been having this for 5 years, it's really time to let it go.
So, I think so. Yeah.
we need to move on. Well, thanks, Michelle. I appreciate that, and we'll be in contact, I'm sure, and just keep working away at this.
I will. Thank you so much for helping me.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thanks for calling in.
Okay.
Okay. Now, I have another guest, but I can't tell. There's no name. So who else is on the line? There's somebody else here.
Is that me?
Oh, yes. And who's this?
Hi, my name's Leslie. My phone says private or something, though.
Yeah, it says guest number 5.
Oh,
guest number 5, welcome.
Okay.
So, okay. And Leslie, what did you want to look at today?
Okay. I'll just start off by saying that I just have until 2:45. So that's about 7 minutes or so.
Oh, okay. We have to work rapidly, okay?
Yeah, we'll just see what we can touch on anyways. And
okay.
Appreciate it. So is it okay to just not say anything specific and just see, like, what main thing comes up?
Oh, you just want me to just check, I need some, what... what I would do within a session, I'm going to actually do a pre-evaluation. So then that's where you don't need to tell me anything specifically. I'm going through each organ and gland, see what's imbalanced, what's balanced, what your immune system is at, what percentage is your heart messages reaching your organs and glands intact. So there's questions that I ask. So I would definitely do that in evaluation. That's something you want to keep in mind. But for today, for the few minutes that we have, is there something in particular that we can just zone in on?
Okay. Would depression be particular enough, or do you want to...
No, that's okay. Depression works. Okay, so how long have you had depression?
It somewhat runs in my family, but on and off. Maybe 10 years.
10 years or so. Well, definitely. Now, do you know anything about energy work, or have you done anything with emotion code, or any other different type of modalities? There's many out there.
I've had energy work done. For me, I try affirmations.
Right.
Keeping positive things around me.
Right. Okay. So what I would recommend, and honestly, this is probably one of the greatest tools to have, and if you email me at the end of, well, I'll just give you my email address right now. So it's lainoffbrenda49@gmail.com, lainoffbrenda49@gmail.com. I'll send you the motion code chart. And this, again, was all created by Dr. Bradley Nelson, but honestly, if you start working with this, you will notice a difference. But I would really work with you, Leslie, and, you know, we know we've only have a couple of minutes left, but I would go as to the heart wall. So if you haven't heard about that, that's where we can, that really, you know, when you clear up that heart wall, I can almost guarantee you, I would love to say absolutely, but I don't like to say absolutely, but I can almost guarantee you, you're going to feel better. That depression is going to lift up. And because we can, that's where we can just feel so numb and disconnected with others, and you can inherit. You can inherit so many emotions. So if you say it runs in the family, well, it really could be running in the family. So what I would say is that, you know, to spend some time in looking at the heart wall, and when you look at working with and learning the emotion code, in which I can guide you, I can how to use that, and then apply that as to the heart wall emotion. Just feel comfortable with your muscle testing, however you decide to do that. I can, like I say, almost guarantee you, you're going to feel better.
Okay. Yeah, that's an interesting approach. The heart wall.
Yeah, it's everybody has one, and it's interesting because I was working with a person today, and you know, their heart wall. A vision can come to us at times where we and Dr. Nelson describes it too in the Emotion Code book, but some people might think of their wall, if you ask them, well, what's your wall made out of? Could be out of steel. This lady today actually was made out of brick, but it had a bit of a slant on the side, and you could, you know, it was kind of ready to fall down. So it's interesting what vision, you know, comes to you as to, oh, yeah, my wall's made out of plaster or paper or whatever. But what happens is that the more that we're clearing out those heart wall emotions, it's going to go away, and you will feel lighter, and that it just works. It's very, very effective. So because we don't have the time and because it does take time, I'm going to suggest, yeah, look at it and start learning to work on it on yourself. I mean, that's what I find with my clients. It's just not about me doing it. It's just, let's get you empowered, you know, and let's get you working on yourself, and then you can start working with other people. Just continue the momentum.
Right.
Because we all want to be empowered. You know, yes, it's great to go to a practitioner. And initially, yes, you know, it's a good thing to do. I also work with practitioners because you just don't know it all. How can you? So, for example, there's practitioners on the call tonight. Well, we do exchanges. So she's going to pick out some information that I'm not picking up on and vice versa. So we really do need help. But once you get into it and learn how to muscle test, or you might decide that you like a pendulum. A lot of women tend to like pendulums for some reason. So I'm going to say, well, gee, go pick up a pendulum, and then we can look at it. And when I work on Skype, you know, we can see one another. It's just not just over the phone. But I can see you, you can see me. It's more personal, but obviously the convenience in your home. And then we can work together.
Right. Yeah, I've done a lot of like psychic intuitive type work, and like for myself, by myself. I've tried pendulums though, and it's like so difficult. I feel like I'm just sitting there and sitting there and sitting there, and nothing's happening. And it's like,
could be like just a block, and who knows what it is. So intuitively, I would go in and check what's blocking you from muscle testing, because honestly, so many people that I talk to, they hear different techniques, but they're not going to test because they're not confident as to it, and there's reasons for that. So that would be the first thing, is that let's get you muscle testing really strong to it, so that you can work on yourself. That's the goal.
Right.
And then whatever blocks coming in, if it's, for example, preconception, however you want to look at that. But if it is a preconception, who knows? If that's what it is, intuit what is it, what happened, clear that, and then, okay, now test. So you're able to do your work.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess right now it's difficult because, like, I know I'm putting up walls and it's a form of protection.
Oh, okay.
I'm to take them down.
Yeah.
At the same time.
Well, that would be then where you get the wall, bring the wall down, the walls down, and then you can do your work.
Yeah, I'm like, I've gotten into where it's really weird and I don't trust the person. And it's like, why am I in this relationship? I don't know how much. So I'll have to work.
Yeah. So, no, it's great work, and I appreciate you calling in. And what I'm doing, just so for people know, if you're just curious about this whole thing, I just invite you. Like, I offer, like, a, you know, 15, 20 minutes. You can just, you know, we can set up a time and just talk. So if your concern is whatever that is, then I can guide you as to how I would work with it and sort of ease your mind of how we can break through some issues. So I do that. It's a 20-minute breakthrough session. So you can either email me. Again, that's Lainoff Brenda, LAINOFBRENDA, the number 4, the number 9, @gmail.com, or go to my website. I have a lot of great information there. I've interviewed a lot of great people. Angel therapist, Michelle, who's the doula, people from around the world, doctors, got great information there. There's some meditations in there. So when you sign up for my newsletter, it's whisperingenergetic.ca, whisperingenergetic.ca. Just, you know, email me. We can set up a time, just chat as to what's bothering you. And see what would be the best approach. So the intent is definitely to be self-empowered, and we, you know, it's really the time that we need to do that. So I don't know if there's anybody else here on the line. We have a few minutes left. Anybody else wants to call through? And if not, that's fine. We'll just sort of wrap this up. So thank you, everybody, for calling in. And notice how you're doing. There was a lot of clearing that happened today. And, again, sometimes when somebody releases a particular issue, you can gain benefit, and you may gain benefit from that. So and if you have, I appreciate you. Just, you know, send me a line, let me know how you're doing. And we'll continue to do this monthly. And check out my website, whisperingenergetic.ca. And, we'll be in touch. We'll do this again next month. If you want to be on the call for next month, email me as to your concerns, and we'll save a spot for you. Okay, so thank you, everybody, for coming on. And I'll have
Thank you so much, Brenda.
Yeah, I'll have this recording on my website. I'll be posting it here shortly. And then, of course, on this on thetalkshoe.com. So thanks, everybody, and
thank you.
We'll be in touch.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye-bye.